This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, a world premiere play called The God Game is on stage at the Gulf Shore Playhouse in Naples. The ultimate romantic tenor performs on Valentine's Day in Sunrise, and the Buffalo Philharmonic will give two concerts in West Palm Beach. It's chilly and snowy in Buffalo, New York right now. Consequently, Joanne Folletta, conductor of the Buffalo Philharmonic, is very glad to bring her group to South Florida.
We're delighted to be here and be in 80-degree weather and see green everywhere.
Their forecast might be cold, but the program that they have planned is red hot. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto featuring a mind-blowing French pianist.
Philippe Bianconi is one of the greatest pianists of our time, but his kind of technical skill and strength to be able to navigate the perils of Rachmaninoff III are just astonishing. I mean, it really needs an athlete.
That's concert one. For their second concert, they'll play a completely different program with an overture by Ibert, a symphony by Dvorak, and a clarinet concerto by Mozart featuring soloist Ricardo Morales.
Truly an artist on the clarinet. Beautiful, beautiful sound, beautiful approach to the Mozart. And he plays it on the Bassett clarinet, the instrument for which it was written. People are really in for a treat if they haven't heard Ricardo yet.
The first concert with pianist Philippe Bianconi is at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 9th, and the second with clarinetist Ricardo Morales is at 2 p.m. on Monday the 10th. Both concerts are at the Kravis Center, and you can get tickets at kravis.org. Maybe you've already got your plans for Valentine's Day set. Perhaps a nice dinner, some flowers, chocolates. Well, how about adding some romantic music into the mix? Brett Carlin, artistic director of the Master Chorale of South Florida, has a rare opportunity for you.
We will be performing with Andrea Bocelli this season on February 14th, Valentine's Day.
This is Bocelli's annual South Florida performance, and Brett says they have an evening of nothing but romantic favorites planned. Perfect for you and your Valentine.
We'll be doing a selection of romantic favorites from the operatic repertoire, as well as many of other Andrea Bocelli originals from recent CD releases as well. It's really, really an outstanding opportunity for us, as well as an outstanding opportunity for South Florida audience members to have one of classical music's most popular names and one of the most world-renowned tenors ever to live.
Andrea Bocelli and the Master Chorale of South Florida, Valentine's Day, Friday the 14th, at the BB&T Center in Sunrise. Visit masterchoraleofsouthflorida.org for details. This weekend is your last chance to catch a world premiere production by an exciting new American playwright, Suzanne Bradbeer. It's called The God Game, and it's sort of a political version of Doubt. The God Game is about a Virginia senator who's also a rising star in the Republican Party. He's invited to join the ticket as a vice presidential candidate, but the catch is he has to sound more Christian. The senator enters a personal, internal wrestling match. Does he give up his own belief that faith and religion is a personal matter, or give up the opportunity to be vice president? The God Game is now on stage through this Sunday, the 9th, at the Gulf Shore Playhouse, Naples. For showtimes and tickets, go to gulfshoreplayhouse.org. This Sunday afternoon, Orchestra Miami, in collaboration with the Florida Grand Opera, presents a special opera for kids. It teaches about the absurdity of war and acceptance of cultural diversity, all the while exposing them to classical music. Here's Orchestra Miami's artistic director, Elaine Rinaldi.
The Mice War basically teaches kids how to resolve conflict without resorting to violence. We're actually sending this group on tour into 12 elementary schools. And as well as doing it in the schools, we are going to be presenting it to the public.
The Mice War with Orchestra Miami, Sunday the 9th at 4 p.m. at Pinecrest Gardens. Tickets are available online at orchestramiami.org. That wraps up things for this week. You can hear On the Town on Thursdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Friday mornings at 8. If you miss the show on air, you can listen to each episode online at classicalsouthflorida.org. And join the On the Town blog on Tumblr to get all the details in the program on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.